So today we're going to do Moed Katan Daf Yud Amid Beis, but we're still holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Aleph, two lines from the bottom of the page. So we started to discuss yesterday about Nikur Rechayim. What that means is if you have a mill where after using it and using it, the stone becomes so smooth that it stops being able to grind anything, so you have to sharpen it in some way or make it raggedy, you know, give it a more or more edges so that it will be able to grind the grain that you put into it. So we are holding two lines from the bottom. Dorish Rav Chama. Rav Chama taught publicly that Nokrin Rechayim Bamoed. One is allowed to do this to fix his mill, whether it's old or new, on Chol HaMoed. Mishum Rav Meir Amar Afilusus Sharochev Alav Achamar Sharochev Alav Mutul Lipotz Lipornayim B'Chol HaShol Moed. Not only that, even if you have a horse that you ride on or a donkey that you ride on, you're allowed to remove the fingernails of the animal on Chol HaMoed because it helps them walk. It helps them move around a little bit more easily, and that's therefore considered a tzarech hamoed. That's considered something that's necessary for chol hamoed. Aval chamra derechaya, but the donkey that's connected to the stone of the mill and moves that stone around to help it grind up the grain, lo, you're not allowed to remove the fingernails of that animal on chol hamoed because you're only allowed to grind in the first place when there's a tzarech hamoed, and the donkey without the cut fingernails will be able to grind some small amount of grain, as much as you'll need for chol hamoed. He just won't be able to do a tremendous job of a lot of grain. And you don't need a lot of grain in chol hamoed. So there's no reason to allow cutting the fingernails of such an animal. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Yehuda was lenient about cutting the fingernails of the donkey. Rabbi Yehuda Shari, Lemishkal Tufrei Lechamra Derechai. Rabbi Yehuda allows cutting the fingernails of the donkey that's connected to the mill, ulu ukme rechaya, and to set up the stones of the mill, ulu mivne rechaya, and to build the mill, ulu mivne amas rechaya, and to build the piece of wood that serves as the foundation, as the base of the mill, lumivne urya, and to build a cattle stable that you need for your animals, because if you don't have a good place for them to be, then they'll get ruined or they'll get hurt, and you need somewhere for your animals. That's considered a davra avid. That's something that would be a loss if you don't do it. Rav sharu l'sruke susya. Rav allowed combing the hairs of a horse with iron combs in order to make the horse look nicer. Ulumivni akarpita, and to build a trough that the animal could eat from. Ulumivni itstava, and to build a bench that people could sit on. Rava Shara, the Mishkal Dama Lebehema B'chol Demoada, he allowed doing bloodletting on an animal as a form of refuah, as a form of therapy for an animal, because otherwise the animal will get sicker and sicker, and that's also called the Davra Aved. So Abaye says, I could prove you that you're right. Amalei Abaye, Tani de Mesayelach, there's a brisa that supports you, Rava, Mekizin Dama Lebehema Vein Monon Refuah Lebehema B'chol Shal Moed, that you're allowed to bloodlet for an animal and you're not supposed to withhold any sort of refuah from an animal chol hamoed. Rava sharu l'chaskusei kirmei. Rava allowed laundering flax clothing, linen clothing, nice linen clothing with decorative stitching. Maitaima, why does he allow it? Maisa hediotu, because to launder such clothing is not considered something that you need a professional to do. It's a maisa hediot. Maisa hediot is an important concept, something that anyone can do, and therefore litzarech hamoed, when there's a moed need for it, you're allowed to do it. Amar of Yitzchak Barami, Amar of Chista, kiture biri, but tying the sleeves of the garment, which is a way of ironing them and making them nice and smooth, asir, that you're not allowed to do on chol hamoed. My time, Maisu Umanhu. And the reason for that is that it's a Maisu Uman. That's not something that anybody can do. You need a professional to do something to do something like that. So I guess the main point number one will be the Gemara lists several I guess there's no way to really summarize it. The Gemara lists several things that one is and is not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. A Maisa Uman cannot be done on Chol HaMoed. A Maisa Uman, something that requires a professional, cannot be done on Chol HaMoed. Now the Gemara is going to bring a lot of different statements of Rava about Malachos, where the Halacha of doing these Malachos Chol HaMoed depends on what your intention is, what you have in mind. So let's see how many such statements there are. Number one, Amar Rava. Mand matkil ara. Someone who's removing any stumbling blocks from his land, he's evening out his land. Adaita de beidari, if he's doing it in order to make a threshing place so that they'll be able to thresh grain there. Shari, that's mutter. Adaita de ara, but if he's doing it in order to prepare the land to be planted on, osir, you're not allowed to do it. So the same activity, but if you do it for one purpose, it's osir. If you do it for another purpose, it's mutter. Hey chidami, how do we know which purpose you're doing it for? How can we tell when you're clearing the land whether you're doing it to be able to use it as a threshing floor or to be able to plant something there? Well, very simple, says the Gemara. Mulya betulya, if he piles a mound on a mound, meaning he doesn't even out the whole land. He just takes the part that's a mound and makes it a larger mound or a more even mound by taking dirt from one part of the mound and putting it along the sides of the mound, benatza benatza, and if he has a hole in the ground, he doesn't get rid of the hole, he expands the hole, he smooths out the hole, he makes the hole more even, then adaita dvedari, then you know that he just needs a threshing floor. But shakal mulya v'shad benatza, but if you see that he takes every bit of dirt that's above ground and he throws it in the areas where there are ditches underground in order to smooth out the entire field, then adaita da'ara, then obviously he wants to plant on that area. V'yama Rava, statement number two of Rava, Haiman de Zachi Zichi, if a person is cleaning out the wood from his land, Adaita de Tzivi, if he's collecting all the wood because he wants to make a fire with firewood, Adaita da, so then Shari, then it's Mutter, but Adaita da Arav, he's cleaning out the wood so that he can use that wood to plant in that, he could use that land to plant on, Asir, then it's Asir. Hechidami, how would you know what he's collecting the wood for? So Shakal Rav Ravi Vishavag Zutri, if he's only taking the large pieces and he's leaving the small pieces, then Adaita de Tzivi, then you see that he's taking that which he could use for firewood, and that must be his intention. But Shakal Rav Ravi Vizutri, if he's taking the big pieces and the small pieces, then Adaita Da'ara, then clearly he's trying to work on the land. V'yama Rava, third statement of Rava. Haiman de Pasach Maya, got a number of these. So, V'yama Rava, third statement of Rava. Haiman de Pasach Maya la Are. If a person opens up an opening for a river to come into a hole in his field, or to come into his field, Adaita de Kavri, if he's doing it so that fish will come into his field and be able to trap the fish, Shari, you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed, that's for food, you're allowed to prepare your food on Chol HaMoed, Adaita de Arav, but if he's doing so that the water will water his field, Asir, then it's not okay. Hey Chidami, how can you tell what his intention is? So Pasach Trei Bavi, if he opens up two holes, Chad Mei Lai v'Chad Mei Tasai, one where the water can come into the field on the top, and the other where the water can exit the field on the bottom, so you see that he doesn't really want the water in the field, Adaita de Kavri, he just wants the fish that are going to get stuck along the way. Pasach Chad Bava, but if he only opens up one doorway for the water to come in, Adaita de Arav, then clearly he's doing it so that the water will stay and saturate the land a little bit. Statement number four of Rava, V'Yama Rava, Haiman de Pasach Dikla, if a person prunes a dekel tree, takes away some of the branches, Adaita de Chevasa, if he's doing it in order to feed his animals, whatever branches he's taking away, Shari, that's mutter. Adaita de Dikla, but if he's doing it so that the branches that remain will grow more strongly and more beautifully, Asir, then that's going to be Asir. Hey Chidami, how can you tell what the guy's intention is? Shakul kule mechad gisa adaita de chevasa. Well, very easy on this one. If he takes all the branches from only one side of the tree, then that's obviously not beneficial for the tree. He's just doing it to be able to have what he's taking to feed to his animals. But mechad gisa, if he prunes the tree evenly from both sides of the tree, then adaita de dikla v'asya, then you know that he's doing it for the improvement of the tree itself, and then it's going to be Asir. V'yama Rava, and Rava also says, Hani Tamri Tuchlani, these dates that are not fully ripened, Migzirinhu, cutting them into two in order to eat them in Chol HaMoed, Shari, that's Mutter, because you're doing that for Tzarech HaMoed, you're doing that for the sake of Chol HaMoed. But Mitzinu, soaking them, crushing them under heavy weights in order that all the moisture will come out of them, Asir, that's going to be Asir, because the reason you're removing the moisture is so it shouldn't get wormy. But in the couple of days that you have left in Chol HaMoed, it wasn't going to get wormy anyway. So obviously, your plans are long-term plans over here, and therefore, it's not something that's really for the sake of Moed. Rav Papa, Markivan, Dimitloi, Kipa, Krab, kiprakmatya ha'avidami vishari. He says, well, no, Rav Papa says, since it ultimately would get wormy if you don't do what you're doing, so that's considered a davar aved, that's considered something that would be lost, that would be ruined if you don't do it, and therefore it's going to be mutter. And then another statement of Rava when it comes to business and Chol HaMoed. V'amar Rava prakmatya kolshu asr. Doing any sort of business on Chol HaMoed is asr. So I guess main point number two will be four statements of Rava. Rava points out four activities that could be mutter or could be asr depending on your intention. Four activities that could be mutter or could be asr depending on your intention. Evening out the ground on your land. Cleaning off wood from your field. Allowing water to flow through your field. And pruning a tree in your field. Now, the Gemara is going to explain this idea by Davar Aved that we just mentioned before, that when you're dealing with business, if there's a Davar Aved, if there's something that could be lost, then it's mutter. And the Gemara is going to quote two stories about this. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, ubedavar aved mutter. If you have business that if you don't do it now, there's going to be a loss, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara tells a story. Ravina havaleha hu iska davin mizdavin b'shita alfeid. Ravina had a certain schara, a certain thing to sell that he could have sold on Chol HaMoed for 6,000, but in order not to do business on Chol HaMoed, Shaila v'zimuni basar chol ha'damada. He waited. He said, no, I'm not going to sell on Chol HaMoed. I'll wait. I'll sell it after Chol HaMoed. V'zavni b'treser alfi. And by waiting, it went up in price, and he got lucky, and now it was worth 12,000. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him for not wanting to work on Chol HaMoed. Second story, Ravina v'masak zuzi b'bnei akra d'shanvasa. He owed money to certain people. Asal k'med Ravashi Yarmaleh. So Ravina went to Ravashi and asked him, Mal mezal itna alayu. Can I go there now on Chol HaMoed when they're home? They owed money to him. Can I go there and collect what they owe me now on Chol HaMoed? Amar lei, kiven de'inu hu de'mishkachslu b'yomeyachrin la'mishkachsli k'prakvati ahavi dami v'shari. Since now they're home, and who knows, maybe after Chol HaMoed they're not going to be home, so that's considered prakmatya ha'aved, that's considered business that could otherwise be lost, and therefore that's going to be mutter. Tanya nami gabi avodah zarah ki agavna, and we have a brisa with regard to avodah zarah, with regard to going to the markets of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah before their holidays, where we allow certain things that normally wouldn't be allowed for the sake of loss, and it's very similar to the halachas of Chol HaMoed. It says when, with regard to Avodah Zarah, that holchin liyirid shel ovdei kochavim umazalos, that you're allowed to go to the market of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, velokchim behema avodim shvachos batim sodos kramim, and you could go buy their servants and maid servants and houses and fields and vineyards. V'kosev umalaber koshalhen, you could write a shtar that you bought these things, and you can have those documents dealt with in their courts, mipneshu kemasal miyadan, because whatever you buy from them, you're saving from their hands. Meaning, if you don't get it all documented, they'll come and claim that you stole it from them, and it's not going to be good. So because it would otherwise be a loss, you're allowed to do this business right before the festival for the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even though normally you're not allowed to do business with people who do Avodah Zarah right before the days of their festivals. So that's a very similar idea. So let's make a main point over here. Typically speaking, you're not allowed to do business on Chol HaMoed, but if it's going to be a prakmatya ha'aved, if it's going to be a major loss, then you are allowed to do it. Further in the Gemara, let's just get to the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to quote the Psakim of Amorayim when it comes to making different types of kelim. Rav Shara L'chia Barashi L'migdal O'Harei B'chula D'moda. Rav allowed Chia Barashi to braid together fish nets on Chol HaMoed. My time and my sehediot. I will easily usher my time and my seumenhu. And the reason is because it's a my sehediot. It's something that doesn't take a professional to make these little fish nets. But to make easily, to make bird traps, that's asr, because that's a maisa uman. That's considered something that requires a real professional. Rav Yehuda Shari Le'imi Ami Tanura. Rav Yehuda allowed a guy whose name was Ami, who happened to be in the oven-making business, L'migdal Tanuri, to build ovens on Chol HaMoed, that they were going to use on Chol HaMoed, L'Rabba Bar Aspi, L'migdal Mehulta. And to Rabba Bar Aspi, he allowed to braid together a sieve for Chol HaMoed. Aini, but is this really so? Tani Rabbi Shmuel v'shavin she'ein golden tana lechadchila, that you're not allowed to make an oven on Chol HaMoed. So how can we say that Rav Yehuda allowed Ami Tanura to do so, to make an oven on Chol HaMoed? Lo kasha kan b'mosa chamim kan b'mosa geshamim. Rav Yehuda allowed it during the summertime when the summer is very strong on Chol HaMoed Pesach, where the oven that's made out of mud is going to dry very quickly, and therefore by making on Chol HaMoed it will already be ready to use on Chol HaMoed, so it will be considered a real tzoruch HaMoed. Whereas the Brice that says you're not allowed to make on Chol HaMoed is talking about Chol HaMoed Sukkos, where it's already rainy season, so it's not going to dry very quickly, the sun's not very strong, so whatever ovens you're making on Chol HaMoed aren't going to be usable this Chol HaMoed, so it's not a tzoruch HaMoed at all. So I guess the last main point will be that whether you can make an oven on Chol HaMoed depends on whether it will be ready for use during this Chol HaMoed. Whether one is allowed to make an oven on Chol HaMoed depends on whether it will be ready for use during this Chol HaMoed. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah, and that's when we will, Be'ezras Hashem, finish the first perek of Moed Katan.